Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today I'm here with Coach Les Harrison, founder of Showtime Athletics, and my brother, mental game coach Dr. Patrick Cohn. We're here to talk about playing time.
Les, parents often ask you about playing time. Tell me what their main concerns are.
Well, there's more than one concern, I think, that each kid has when it comes to playing. Each parent has when it comes to playing time. Well, some parents generally want their kids the opportunity to be out on the team, to be out on the floor and maybe score 20 or 30 points. And some parents are more concerned about the kids and their self-esteem. You know, they want to give the kids opportunities to get them out on the floor and let them feel good about themselves.
But do they complain to you that their kids aren't getting enough playing time? Is that the issue?
Well, that kind of goes with buying a pair of shoes. The tongues automatically come with a pair of shoes, and those complaints automatically come with the parents. Some of the biggest issues that I have with parents with playing time is that it's hard for them to see that the coach's job is to find the perfect opportunity for the kid to have success, not the perfect time for the parent to see the kid to play. So you could have a kid in a game, and obviously he's not doing as well, and the kids know he's not doing as well, and the parents know he's not doing as well, and even the opposition know that he's not doing as well. And sometimes those could be so devastating to kids that they never recoup from that.
Right.
So what I always try to mention to parents is that I'm always going to find the right time for your kid to have success.
Right. And that's good, and I've seen you do that. You're very good at that. And I think one of the things you do is you'll team up a player who's not as strong with a stronger player to make sure that there's some success out there, right?
Yeah, but usually it takes more than one player.
Right. Oh, that's true. Yeah. I've seen Donnie do the same thing. Patrick, when a young athlete doesn't get playing time, do you think it hurts his or her confidence?
I think it depends upon the athlete, because you can look at it from two angles. Athletes always have the choices of either thinking confidently or having a lot of doubt. So on one hand, an athlete's going to be going, why aren't I in the game? I'm at practice all the time, and I do well in practice. And then thus that affects their confidence. Whereas another athlete may look at it from a whole other perspective. I want to be prepared. I want to be ready to play my best, as Les was talking about, when I get in the game. So I'm going to wait my turn, and I'll be more prepared in a week or two to get in the game and then have success in the game.
Huh. Now, Les, can you tell me a little bit about other ways that you handle playing time issues?
Well, I established right from the very beginning when I'm dealing with parents that if you are looking for your kid to be the next Michael Jordan or to, bring all the hardware in town home, this is not the program for you. So I kind of set the parameters up in the beginning that it's all about the player development or the child development more so than it is about us having bragging rights. So that makes it a little bit easier for me in the beginning.
Right, you let them know right up front what it's all about.
Exactly, and I hold to that. And even though the parents sometimes they want to shift gears, well, we need to get in this tournament, we need to play this, and we need to go this place or that place, and I let them know from the, this was what our objectives were from the very beginning, and I try to hold to those as much as humanly possible.
Well, now, let's look at this topic from the parent's perspective. Patrick, let's say there's a parent who thinks his child isn't getting enough playing time. What do you advise?
Well, one option is, you could open up a dialogue with a coach and a line of communication with a coach, and I'm not sure how far you get there, because some coaches, have it in their mind that, who's going to be in the starting lineup or who's earned the position to be in the starting lineup. In terms of confidence, we could say that the parent's job should be to help the athlete remain confident in the face of not, getting in the game or not getting enough playing time. What I mean by that is the parent's got to be able to cut off any of those doubts that their child has about not getting in the game and helping them to, could, for example, could be a great opportunity for them to practice patience.
Right.
To help their child practice patience.
And Les, well, how would you like parents to approach you as a coach about this issue, if at all?
Well, what was just said is great. I think parents need to realize that there's more facets to the game than how many shots are put up, how many times my kid gets to shoot. I've had a conversation with a couple of parents, and they would go, well, I noticed that Johnny shot three shots and didn't come out of the game, and my son or daughter shot two shots and came out of the game. And then I have to let them know that, okay, if Johnny misses three shots, Johnny gets five rebounds, and Johnny blocks five shots, or Johnny gets six assists, whereas they don't realize the wholeness of the game. They're just looking at the what they see. They get accolades for the kids.
Right.
So what I would tell parents is that just encourage your kid to work hard and do the best that you can. And even in doing your best doesn't mean that you're going to be in the starting lineup. One thing that my father told me that made a lot of sense to me, and I take this wherever I go, he told me, go and be the best at what I'm – go ahead and be the best that Les can be, because no one can ever beat you being Les. If you're going to be the best shooter on the team, then be the best shooter. If you're going to be the best rebounder, the best defender, and start – and what you could tell your kids, you could start building them up that way. Hey, look, you know, how many rebounds you got as opposed to how many points did you score?
Right, and that's a great idea. Patrick, do you have any other mental game strategies that you can pass on to parents about this issue, the kind of tricks and tips they can tell their kids?
Well, again, to me, it's always it's a matter of choice. You know, you can teach your kid that it's okay to moan and groan and be mad and be upset about not getting enough playing time, which isn't the best option. Or you can teach them to say, okay, how are you going to get better? How are you going to get prepared? How are you going to be ready when you get your chance to get into the game? How are you going to be ready and confident and prepared? So when you get your chance and you get your moment in the sun, that you can shine.
Right. Now, if you visit our website, usesportspsychology.com, and download our free ebook, you're going to get more of those kinds of tips. And I thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
You can learn more about this topic by downloading our free ebook at usesportspsychology.com.